This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're already here, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Jack. Ike, how you feeling, Jack?
Brother Spike?
Yep.
I'm doing not too good today. Just two losses right between the eyes.
Yep.
First of all, Fritz goes down.
Yep.
Then the Phillies go down. I need something to pick me up, man. Hopefully this show can do it for me. Jackie Baseball, how you doing in there today, brother? Holler at your boy.
I'm all right.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you don't care.
I care.
You don't. You don't.
He was better than I thought.
So Jack loses today, and we're going to tell you all about it. If you were there, if you saw it on YouTube, but thousands of people seem to be watching it on YouTube. I think it was the most popular YouTube thing we ever did. So 215-592-9494. Jack loses 6-1 to Joe DeCamera. I think fair to say the performance from DeCamera today, and just being honest, similar to the performance of Jack in baseball. It was that much of a domination, I thought.
I don't think it was as dominating, but
Jack
sure.
is losing 2-1 to Joe DeCamera in the athlete challenge. Like let me put the context of this here. Is we are through three events. And Jack is down 2-1 to Joe DeCamera. That is the reality right now. We can all talk ourselves into, oh, Jack will win the running, and then Jack will win the basketball. But here is my message to you, Jack, and I hope you have learned this lesson. Mm-hmm. You better start practicing basketball. Like, you better start practicing
basketball.
Better start
getting basketball. Some shots up. Yeah. Don't wait till the week before.
Yeah.
I was looking at hoops the other day for our driveway.
Yeah. Not in the driveway. Dude, you got to get in the... You're laughing. You got to get in the gym, man. Because today was the ultimate example of half-ass Jack. Like, that's what it was. That's what it was. So we asked him 100 times leading up to tennis, how many times have you played tennis? Yeah. How many times have you played tennis? He played tennis twice with his friend Goose, who, by the way, does not play tennis. Meanwhile, Joe DeCamera's...
He was 2012 Chessmont Player of the Year, okay?
13 years ago. And that's not even true.
He was. No, okay. He was. Right. Not in tennis.
Oh, well, right.
In another sport.
In baseball.
See, you're laughing about it. I want to be mad.
What is there to be like? Listen. Can I just address everyone?
Address them.
Thank you. He was pretty good at tennis. Like, way better than I thought.
He was going to be pretty good at tennis.
I didn't think he was going to be good at tennis.
His coach called up and said he's pretty good at tennis.
And listen.
He was working with a coach every day while you were playing twice with Goose.
Dude, he's got nothing to do. I got it. He was better than I thought. And credit to him. Like, I thought he was great. Don't think it was a disaster.
It wasn't. You lost 6-1 and you started throwing temper tantrums at the
end. I threw one tennis racket. It was when it was over.
He's being jokey about it.
We're jokey guys.
No. We gotta get
crushed.
Well, no, let me explain half-ass Jack here. So half-ass Jack Ike practices two times.
Yeah.
Both with Goose, whoever the hell Goose is. Might even not.
2012 Chessmont player.
Like this is Top Gun or something. Your friend Goose.
Yeah.
I don't think the Goose exists.
Yeah, does he really exist?
Yeah. Then the other thing is the match is at 11:30 today at FDR Park. So I get there at about 10:50, right?
Mm-hmm.
10:50. And I see you walking up right around 10:58, I think it was.
Yep.
11 o'clock, no Jack. 11:05, no Jack. 11:10, no Jack. 11:15, no Jack. Jack waddles up at 11:18, smiling, not a care in the world, while the camera had been there for 35, 40 minutes warming up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I honestly think that was the deciding factor today for it at least to be a more competitive match, right? I think if Fritz gets there around 10:30, 10:45 at the latest, and he's there to get at least a 30-minute warm-up in,
yes,
it works out some of the kinks. He gets a better feel for what it's like to hit the ball back over the net. Al Morgani was going to be there to help him out with the practice. Instead, it takes him three, I hope I'm saying this correctly, football guy talking tennis, it takes him three sets.
Games.
Three games.
They played one set.
Yeah, it takes him three games to get going.
Well, yeah, he didn't score
the first three. The first three, did he score a point?
He did not score a point in the first one. He scored 1 point in the second game and 2 points in the third game.
So he was starting to get by the third game. He was starting to get there.
And by the way, it was the third game where Jack started the temper tantrum. Jack started where he started getting frustrated and yelling because he knew it was over.
I don't think anything wrong with that. It's tennis. It's a competitive game. I'm a competitive guy.
You're not a competitive guy.
I'm a very competitive guy.
You're not.
I'm very competitive in the match.
Yeah.
The extra work's always the issue.
By the way, here's the other half-ass Jack we got today. We all get around for the rules, and we have our line judges. We'll get to them in a second. God bless them. But I don't know where we found those guys. Again, God bless them, but I think they lied about being tennis guys. That is just my first thing. And we couldn't even get Jack into the circle to talk about the rules.
I got the rules.
What, you see? And Joe's like, I want Jack in here. And I was like, I can't get him. I will be the rules person.
I got the rules. The rules weren't the issue today. The rules were not the issue today.
It didn't seem like the rules were the issue today.
Yeah. So, obviously, wish I got there earlier. Mm-hmm. What can you do?
So you agree with if you had a better warm-up, you would at least have made a...
I almost cursed. He actually
came in with me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sitting in the car eating first, right? Because you saw me.
Oh, just like Namdi.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I had time to burn. I'm thinking you're already over there practicing. Nope. He walks past the car. I'm like, is that Fritz right there?
Lakin. Lakin
says
to me.
Look at the watch, it's 11:15. I'm like, did you just show up?
11:07-ish.
You walked up at 11:18, I believe.
It was a longer walk from Fairmount. From the park.
From the park.
You weren't in Fairmount. You were at FDR.
Could have been in Fairmount.
No, it wasn't. Fairmount's a different park.
I know.
Take a deep breath. I misspoke. It was a longer walk than I thought.
Don't you tell me to take a deep breath. Here's what's going to happen.
He was good.
You have to practice basketball.
I know.
Because I will concede, no matter how long the run is, because we haven't determined how long the run is, whether it's 100 yards or 50 yards, or I think it should be a lap. I think it should be one lap around a track, which is a quarter mile. That's what I believe it should be.
Yeah.
I don't think Jack can lose that unless he gets hurt.
Right.
But basketball, you can lose.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today.
That's
basketball,
on the table.
You can lose.
That's on the table. Because, again, I also want this to be exposed. I want to deep dive into the situation. Because I do believe he is aura farming this injury and trying to create something that is not real.
I think the injury's fake.
Like, he was moving fine today.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you can't rely on the fact that he's injured.
Yes.
Yes. Like that was another thing we learned today.
Yeah, you got to treat him as if he's healthy.
See, here's what...
You got to treat him as if he's healthy. Forget about him being injured.
Jack keeps laughing, and it makes me madder every time.
Good.
I am...
I'm like Donovan.
Well, here's what I learned today. Yes. Jack's air guitar in him.
Yes.
No, smiling.
Here's what I learned today. And before we get into, because I did record every point that happened today and what happened during the point. I did keep a file.
Of course.
What I learned, because I'm looking, so Jack loses 6-1, but I believe it was in the fifth game that you could look over at the camera and he was gassed.
Yeah.
Like he was taking time in between points. You could see it slipping away. And all I, when it was 5-1, I looked at Elliot and I looked at James as well. And I said, if Jack had practiced a little more and this match had been 4-2 rather than 5-1,
he'd had a chance to come back.
You would have won. You would, because he had nothing left. He was cooked. He was cooked. And by the way, you made a mistake chickening out last Wednesday because that guy would have turned to goo after two games in 100-degree weather.
I know.
If you just practice.
And if I got in there earlier.
You got to. I will. If you need to practice basketball and you need somebody to stand on the hoop and get rebounds for you, I will do that. We need you to practice basketball.
Yeah.
You can't go in cold.
I will not go on cold to basketball.
You promise?
Pinky promise.
Okay. Go down to the park, man.
Dude, listen, where we're moving, there's a park right around the corner.
Okay.
Be able to be there. I'll be all right. In. Be showing walkouts, though.
Get a couple shots up a day. Go out there 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Get some shots
get
up.
Get your cardio up.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to bully him, you're going to need your cardio up.
Yeah. I'm not a post player, but I got you. There's a lot of, but.
Well, if you're not a post player, what advantage do you have over him?
Well, I could.
Quickness is certainly not it.
Yeah, you're not as quick. You say you're like a cat.
Like
you're,
a cat.
Well, some cats like are twice the weight they should be. Now, I'm not calling you fat. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, you would never.
I'm just saying that cats are not all quick. Right. Some of them are real slow.
Some of them are fat.
Yeah.
They are slow cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't say which cat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to speak for you two. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel embarrassed today.
You should feel embarrassed.
I didn't feel embarrassed.
Like, I was surprised how good he is. I'm disappointed in myself, of course. I wanted to be better. I should have been better. I got a little, like, when I just wanted to focus on getting the freaking ball in because I kept hitting it long.
Yeah.
That's when it took a lot of the aggression out of being able to, try to bury some of the points.
Yes.
He made a lot of good shots, man. Like, he made a lot of good shots. There was good rallies.
It was no. There were a few.
There were a few good
rallies. I counted
rallies.
Four.
It's not bad.
I counted
for one
four.
Set?
I counted four good rallies.
Not
four.
Bad.
I also counted 25 total unforced errors today.
And I would say at least 20 were by me.
He had a bunch.
Easily by you.
He
yes.
had a bunch in
yes.
the middle. So yes. Joe wins the first. So Jack wins the toss. He defers and lets Joe serve. Now, I didn't think that was a bad decision because I didn't think serving was going to be Jack's like. I think serving could have been a tough thing for Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So Jack loses the first game. I don't know how to say it because I don't know what the score is. Jack scored. I tried to get this from Justin, and I played tennis. Once it's 40-love and you win, you don't have another point. So Jack scores 1 point in the first game. Jack scores 2 points in the second game.
Mm-hmm.
Jack scores 3 points in the third game, and that's when Jack started melting down.
Mm. There was no meltdown.
Jack, yes. Jack wins.
Did you see golf? That was a meltdown.
Jack wins game four. And that is when we had the Joe meltdown.
Yeah.
Now, the Joe meltdown, we don't have a recording of it, unfortunately. Ah. Well, we have video. We don't have audio.
Okay.
Joe freaks out at the judges. So we had three judges, one at the net, two guys at the baseline / mm-hmm. Serve line or whatever. And we told them to be loud if something was out. And they were not being loud.
No.
And Joe temper tantrum, and he cursed.
He did.
He walked over to the microphone, took it from Al Morgani, and curses out the line guys that they need to be louder.
Yeah.
Like, curses at them and throws a tantrum. Also throws a couple tantrums later when they blew a couple calls.
Yeah.
And then when an audience member said out.
Well, actually, audience member that said that?
Yeah, it came from behind. It came from behind Jack.
Okay, and Joe said it was in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, a lot going on.
A lot going on. So then, and here is the.
I'm over there fighting with the camera degenerates over there.
The camera degenerates is a nice name. So here is and Ike. I know you said you're not embarrassed by today,
okay.
But I think maybe this might make you embarrassed. Is that I have a source. That told me after Joe went up 4-0 or 4-1, Jack sat down during the 1 minute breaks and said, "I just want to go home."
Now, in my defense,
he was down 4-1.
In my defense, there was no need for that to go on the air.
Did it happen?
Golly.
I was defeated. But at the same time, I said the same thing on this before the seventh hole.
And that one didn't go well either.
Well, it did. Until 155 yards out with an 8-iron went awry.
And then game six, we get a total Jack meltdown, screamed at every unforced error. And then finally, I got to give the camera credit on this one. Match point, he cooks you with an ace. And a strong ace.
Well, that was impressive.
After I broke the first one that should have counted for a point for me.
Because you were impressed, you sent it back.
Yeah, no one talks about that. I made sure that was on camera.
That was out of defense.
It was out though.
Yes. Oh, I got it in. Oh, his serve was out.
Yeah.
I would dispute that and turn it around because it should have been in.
So 215-592-9494.
Still got the point though.
It's so embarrassing.
It wasn't that bad.
6-1 to Jody Cameron.
Dude, people are gonna say that all day. He's better than the average person at tennis, I believe. I didn't know that everyone there knew every rule of tennis and told me to go to the net, and they all could have played at Wimbledon. We had so many just absolute heroes on the tennis court today.
Well, I can tell you one person wasn't a hero.
Yeah,
I'm
aware.
Yeah.
It was a bad day. It was a bad day. It's okay, though, I think.
Unbelievable. You better practice basketball. That's all I'm saying. If you lose this thing to him, this is... Okay, last thing, and then we'll go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
Yes.
If you lose this thing, the overall thing to DeCamera, it will be who you are for the rest of your career here.
Wow.
Is the guy that lost to DeCamera. And we won't be able to...
Have a point.
We could have a thousand standing ovations. We could have the 1,000 High Hopes podcast. It will not matter. We could put your name first in the show.
Guess what? Won't be a problem. You want to know why?
Why?
Bottom of the Schuylkill.
He's jumping in.
All right.
Cement boots.
215-592-9494. Oh, no. So we're starting it off with Coach Harris, DeCamera's coach. Coach Harris here on WIP.
Well, it was great meeting all of you today.
Yeah.
What's up, Coach?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I got some things. Jack, I got to tell you, you're not bad at tennis. You just didn't try. Your preparation was the reason that the match was 6-1. I saw you playing early. I saw your shots. And if you would have taken this a lot more seriously, at the minimum, you would have pushed them.
That is
the story of my life.
Yeah, that's going on Jack's like his gravestone.
Yeah.
It's like it's the same thing as baseball coach said in college.
Yep.
If he had just tried a little harder.
Golf coach.
Well, how about this, Coach Harris? Even simple things. He's returning the serve. He is standing 2 feet in front of the baseline to return a serve. If somebody had just got with him for...
Yeah, like a coach.
A couple of times. If he had just practiced a little bit.
Not goose.
Yes.
Hey, Jack, Spike is 100% correct. You have some ability. It's very, very clear. Your spacing was good. You may not have known it, but you hit some good quality shots. You have some feel. A couple of lessons with a mediocre coach, and you may have even won this thing. Now, what I will say is that, and I believe, guys, that I do have some credibility here because I did tell you all that Joe could play and that I think I described it pretty well.
You did.
But guys, I'm going to tell you, if based off what I saw of Joe's game, that was a C for him. He was playing significantly better in practice.
Well, but
and he even admitted,
there's no pressure in practice.
Yeah, but let me tell you this, Coach, is that what I could see is that Joe, by the fifth game,
Endurance wasn't there.
Was physically cooked.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Jack could have won. What I said earlier is if it was 4-2 rather than 5-1, I'm not sure if Joe can finish it off.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah.
But we knew that. We knew that going into it. We knew that if Jack could move him around, if Jack could stay in points, that Jack would have had an advantage. I thought Joe was going to get up early. I did think there was a chance there that Joe could have gotten tired, and he did, but he did use the clock really well. You have 30 seconds between points. You know he's going to play by the rules. The rules are going to be advantageous to him. He's been doing that throughout the entire contest. But, Jack, I just got to tell you, man, you know, I think that you should be disappointed in yourself with regards to your training because you really could have been in this and you never really gave yourself a shot. I'm not saying you didn't try because it was very clear you were trying. People that are trying don't get frustrated. That aren't trying don't get frustrated. But you could have invested some time. And I just, you know, I got to tell you, man, I'm scared for you. I'm scared because Joe is clearly wanting to win this thing, and it's just and you're so nice, by the way, you're a great guy, but I don't know how much you care.
Well, that's also been a factor here. Appreciate it, Coach.
I didn't expect Coach to call up and drop the hammer.
Well, he's trying to, because you know DeCamera's
pun intended.
You know DeCamera's probably working with Matt Maloney or some previous
no doubt about it. He's on the basketball court tomorrow.
Well, doesn't he know Jameer Nelson well? They have the same agent. I'm sure he's practicing with Jameer Nelson.
Nice.
Meanwhile, you're calling Goose.
Yeah. Maybe I'll call Pat Carroll.
Yes.
Seem like we're close friends.
Yes. Well, thank you. You obviously did a great job, Coach Harris. So,
thank you.
And I'm sorry. I did shake your hand before the match. I didn't want to because I look at the opponent as the enemy, but you are a good guy. I'm glad I eventually shook your hand.
There you go.
No, it's fine, Spike. All is good in competition. You heard me screaming my behind off the whole time. So, you know, that's how I roll.
Yeah.
But it was a really great time. It was great to see all the people. It was great to see some recognition for the sport. I thought there was some, you know, just overall, I do want to say that, you know, it's hard to knock volunteer umpires, right?
Yes.
But we would never on this show.
But I will say, because, you know, I do have a good amount of integrity. I did not think there was a bad call made by any of the refs. They were just not very loud. But I think one more thing, guys.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to acknowledge Joe for the active sportsmanship on the ball that was in.
No.
That the umpire called out.
That's a trick, Coach. It's a trick. It's a trick.
Gas manipulation.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're not falling for that.
There is no, let me tell you this, Coach, and this is truth. And sure. I love Joe, you know, like Joe, I consider Joe a friend, all those things. I think Joe's a good guy. If the match was 3-3, no way Joe is doing that. Joe did it. Joe's entire sportsmanship thing is a ruse.
Yeah.
It's a fake thing. I saw him during golf, taking 7 practice swings, asking the guy what he's laying, like delaying. Like he was a little, that was so he would be credited with being a good sportsman.
Well, how about when he said give Jack a round of applause for that?
Oh, yes. Oh yeah, appreciate that. Yes, yes. That was the meaning.
Coach, how was the sportsmanship when Joe DeCamera got on the mic and berated the volunteer line judges?
No, I no excuses.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All right, Coach Harris. Yeah. There he is.
It was great talking to you guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, Coach. Coach
a scathing
Harris,
review.
Coach Harris goes on the Mount Rushmore of coaches that have said Jack doesn't try hard enough.
Seriously, I mean, my goodness, Fritz.
On and Mount Rushmore week.
Hey, listen, you were kind of like a coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you told him he didn't try hard enough, too.
Yes. Well, yeah, everybody.
At some point.
Yep. 215-592.
Hopefully Walker and Sutton don't feel the same way.
Yes. Well, I think. Well,
you
I
try
hope,
hard at being a dad. Yeah, well, you're good at that.
Fingers crossed. We'll see. We'll see when it gets tough, when they start being able to talk back.
It is tough.
It is a good point. Knows. Yeah, when they actually do start talking back.
Yep. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, I'm disappointed, Jack. We watching this on YouTube. Come, man, listen. This dude, the camera up on you 2-1.
Yep.
It's like game 7. Like, all he got to do is get one more and it's over.
Yeah.
Right? You need to care more. Because listen, your last couple athletic outings has been questionable. I defend you on Twitter. Cassie coming at you. They call you my guy, Gil and Jack. Hey, that's my boy. But look, the caring, you need to start doing more. Like, you're showing up 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before.
It was 15, like, at least.
It was 12.
like, what are we doing? And even in the golf, like, I know that's past, but it's like that, like, you high school guy, All-American, whatever, out, like, you melt down in that,
yep.
And you took baseball serious, right?
Oh, that was there's no one. Way he was, yeah, there's no way he was right, losing
right,
that
right.
One.
So it's like, all I'm saying is, you probably going to beat him in a race, like, I mean, but you never know. This dude might be out here running tracks every day. You know, Joe, like, he really want to beat you. And like Spike said, if you lose, it's all that standing ovation. They're going to forget about that. Anytime you want to criticize that quarterback, you know what they're going to say. This guy can't even beat Joe. This is the guy trying to
That's a good point.
Those people should have watched him play tennis.
Right. So what I'm saying is, if you don't want to do, because I know how you get mad when people start taking the shots and bringing up stuff. I know how that gets to you, right? So you better take it serious. You better win these next two. Not no, you better win both of them.
Yep.
Because you let him beat tennis, like Spike said too. You should have did last week in that heat. He was Joe DeCamera.
Would have cooked him.
Yep.
He
would have. Would have been a puddle of Joe.
He said he looked like Joe falling apart. Right. All right, but on the way out real quick, I ain't going to go long today, but I got to let y'all know some funny thing that happened today. Let me tell you about Unc, right?
Is this your top five?
What?
No, sorry. That's always Jack's top five. All right, go ahead. Right, go ahead.
Let me tell you about something funny happening. We in the middle of watching the tennis thing, right? It's the simulcast with Hugh and Joe. In the middle of we watching it, all of a sudden we just hear, hey, your mama like me, your girlfriend like me.
What?
I'm like, what's going on?
Hugh did that?
Oh, that's Hugh?
This dude responded to the YouTube comment.
Ooh, boy.
On the air. Why are we watching the match? I'm like, Hugh was like, yeah, I kind of got a little carried away right there.
Yeah, God. Dude, you can't do that. You can't do that.
What?
Hughes responded to YouTube comments on the air.
I lost it, man. But that's all I got.
Your mama like me.
Right.
I didn't hear about that one.
All right, Corey. Thank you, man. And by the way, this is not to take anything away from DeCamera's tennis skill, but Jack's acting like he was Pete Sampras.
He's close.
he was fine.
Yeah.
His own coach said
he was beatable.
Yeah, his own coach just said if you had practiced a little with a mediocre coach, you could have beat him.
He was beatable.
Was he calling himself a mediocre coach?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that was the move. Man, unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494. If you'd like to talk about tennis, if you missed it, the video is on YouTube. I'm sure we'll get, will we get like a cut-up video or something of it? We'll probably get a highlight video, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It's usually how we do things around here.
Yep. Coming up next, we'll continue to talk about tennis. Al Morgani, who was there sort of doing the public play-by-play.
He's a play-by-play. Yeah. PA announcer.
He will join us. And the reason we also have Al, it is still Mount Rushmore week, and we will debut or reveal the Flyers Mount Rushmore next. So that is happening next.
I can't wait.
Yep, you've been excited about it all week. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we are reeling, well, at least Ike and I are reeling, from Jack's 6-1 loss to Joe DeCamera in tennis today. Jack not taking it seriously, as always.
Yep.
I want to come in there and shake you.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
you know he does.
Yeah, he's down. Can you imagine if we
just
had
here
told,
for a good time?
Can you imagine if we had told Jack he was down 2-1 to Joe DeCamera after three events? But when this started,
right?
Can you imagine that? We will get to Al Morgani in a moment. Al will help us with the Flyers Mount Rushmore, and Al was out there, and Al is a tennis player. But first, we have to talk to a guy who is now in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League because of his appearance today. Bam and Upper Darby bravely showed up at the tennis match wearing. Dude, if they told you that was a male cheerleader outfit, they lied to you, brother. That was a skirt. I mean, that was a woman's outfit.
Yes.
But Bam showed up today in the cheerleader outfit. Bam, were you disappointed by Jack's performance?
Oh damn, Bam.
This is a bummer. Of all days.
Great lead in.
Yeah, it was well executed.
Yep.
Wow.
Dude, it was right there. It was right there.
Is the phone on mute?
Yes. Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Is his phone on mute?
How's he going to find the button?
Come on, man. He found his way to FDR Park.
Yes, he did. Let's go to Al. Why don't we go to Al? Al Morgani is here with us. Al, thank you for joining us today.
No worries at all. Hope you're on licking your wounds in there today.
Well, we're trying, but Jack is like laughing at all of it. It's honestly kind of embarrassing.
He's not embarrassed enough, Al.
Yeah.
Well, he should be embarrassed. I'm a big fan of Jack. I think he's an important voice in the city, especially with baseball.
Yep, we love Jack.
But you gotta show up. You can't not show up. Yeah, and you can't waltz in there. It's one thing if you're gonna waltz in and beat the heck out of somebody just because on your talent. But to just come in like 5 minutes before and then just, I don't know, he should have just had a white flag. It was just, I actually think he didn't give DeCamera enough credit and respect because DeCamera actually, he played a pretty good game. I mean, just in terms of form or whatever.
Yeah.
But Jack being an athlete, you would have thought he would have forced it a little bit, made him run, have some sort of a game plan. He went up to the plate without a plan. And I think he just got intimidated when DeCamera actually not only hit it back, but had some top spin to it, some stuff like that. And Jack's whole defense seemed to be every move was backwards.
Yeah.
He'd go back and then try to pull some kind of lob shot out of his rear end, and it didn't work. And so he was always on the defensive. If they'd gone two sets, I think he could have done something just being a decent athlete.
Yep. Because Joe was falling apart physically.
Well,
at the end.
He was tired. If this was 2 out of 3, maybe he had a shot. But man, there's two sports, Spike, where mental toughness really comes in. One's golf. Well, actually, one's tennis and two's golf. You have to be able to, right there in the shadows of Citizens Bank Park. I mean, he grew up watching Chase Utley, watching guys no matter what it took to kind of dig down. And he didn't even scratch the surface.
Yeah.
How do you think Chase would have felt about today's performance?
God. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how good Chase is at tennis.
But there's nothing. I feel for your family.
We take it down?
Wow.
Your wife's going to go to the supermarket and look sideways. People looking at her like, Oh, your guy. What did he do?
She'll be fine. Everyone will be fine.
She'll tell you she's fine, but she won't have that same sparkle in her eyes when she looks at her hero.
That was done a while ago.
Wow. Wow, Walker's got a DeCamera poster on his wall.
I mean, and then the worst part, now you let DeCamera show up like the conquering hero.
Yeah.
All he had to do is hit the ball over the net. There was nobody on the other side.
Walker's gonna say, can I be Little Hammer?
I don't know what's left in this, but he really has to stage a monster comeback.
He can't take. Here's the thing, Al. I fully believe Jack will win the running thing. Joe can't run. But the basketball
until he gets out there and starts sprinting.
Yeah. Oh my God. I believe Jack has to take basketball seriously now. Like, he has to go practice basketball, or he's going to lose this thing.
Because you got to realize, you know, we're called weekend warriors for a reason. We're weekend people, right? But that is where we can be a warrior. We're not going to be pro athletes. We're just jabronis running around. But I don't care what, if it's Saturday, Sunday, whatever day of the week you go out and play recreationally, losing has to hurt. And it didn't hurt him at all.
Well, it hurts in the moment.
It didn't hurt in the moment. I was watching you.
I threw the racket.
Well, that was enough. The other thing, there's a couple of me and Joe throwing out, a bad language
F-bomb. At
that
point.
Yeah, Joe stealing the mic from you to berate the... What a McEnroe moment from DeCamera, by the way.
There weren't a lot of high-quality character moments.
No.
But I give you guys credit, because I did the job for a while there, to keep people's interest in stuff like this and come up with stuff. You guys are doing great.
Oh, well, thanks, Al.
I love it, brother. Thanks for your help today, too.
Yeah, you were great today, obviously. And I'm standing next to Al, and Al's like, what is he doing? Why is he standing there? What's he doing? What's he doing? And Al, before we get to, because we wanted to get your opinion on Flyers Mount Rushmore, I'll reveal it to you in a second. My thing today, what I told Jack was, the reason that I was so frustrated by it is the way I saw DeCamera at the end of it. If Jack had practiced enough to have that be at 4-2 rather than 5-1, I think Jack could have won it, because I don't think Joe had anything left. Like, he could have staged a comeback if he was just a little bit better. He didn't even need to be much better. He just needed, if he had had three lessons and practiced five times, I think he could have won.
Yeah, you know? I think so, just on athleticism. But the other thing, I don't know because there was no power to Jack's game, and I don't know if DeCamera could have played better with something coming at him.
Yes.
Yeah, with the power thing, I wanted to try that, but also I kept freaking going long.
Well, you don't have any topspin.
Well, I don't know what topspin is.
I mean, you got to...
You hit the ball like this.
Yeah, well, I want to get
you, of all people, you should know how to, like, come up in the back of the ball and come up through the back of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, I just want to make sure I got it over the net so he could move and maybe make a mistake. So yeah. I think that's where some of the power was zapped.
Yeah, you hit some Schwarbombs, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Well, and I agree, too. I was worried that Jack was going to hit the ball too hard and just hit it long. Like, that's what I saw happening.
Yeah, the worst part was DeCamera getting the final say. You know, he tried to do a overhand backhand.
And he missed it.
And he missed. But then he got it. I think it was the only ace.
Yeah, he aced. The ace at the end.
I mean, that's like...
That was a strong ace, too. Yeah. It wasn't.
They're full marks on that ace, just waiting for it. But, man, what an awful way to go down. Hope the doors aren't locked when you go home there, Jeff.
Wow.
I'm glad everyone's having fun.
Jack's very happy this is a two-hour show today rather than a four-hour
show.
Sure,
one a day, yeah.
So, I'm sure it's going to translate into tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Eagles play tomorrow. Yeah, my team's back. Yep.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So, back to the link.
Yeah.
But Joe gets to respond. He gets to finally react tomorrow morning.
Yes, you can hear that.
You got to monitor his tone this morning.
Well, you know he's going to apologize for his meltdown.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which was so classless, though he was right. He was right. All we kept telling the poor line judges was, just say out loud. Just say it loud. God bless them, though, because they were volunteers and they gave up their time. So, Al, we did the voting for Mount Rushmore last week, and the Mount Rushmore is determined 50% staff voting, 50% listener voting, and it's just for the last 50 years. So today we are revealing the Flyers Mount Rushmore for the last 50 years. I wanted to get your opinion on what the voters settled in on. So the Mount Rushmore for the Flyers for the last 50 years is Bobby Clark, Eric Lindros, Bernie Parent, Claude Giroux.
G made it!
Ooh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then, that's a tough one.
So I would have Perron and Clark. Now, mind you, 50 years, they're about to take their names off the cup.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been. So they're barely in. But they did play beyond that 75.
Well, so Perron's got four or five good years after 75. Clark has more.
Yeah.
But yes, Bernie Perron is right on the edge. I mean, Lindros is a yes, right?
I might go Bill Barber before Lindros. Oh, and I might go Mark Howell before Bill Barber.
Yeah,
before Eric Lindros.
So, wow. Well, okay, so...
Well, I got a couple on here that doesn't match that.
Looking at the voting, by the way, Bill Barber was fifth, Mark Howell was sixth,
okay.
The two that Al mentioned. I just think the thing with Lindros, for me, is that he, much like Bryce, he was an outstanding player and the face of a really, really good team that did not win a championship. Mm-hmm. Now, I think a lot of Flyers fans, and also like Donovan, people who were mad at the time, I think have gotten over it and like Lindros, but he was not quite as popular you would expect a player as good as him would
be. That was when I first got here.
I mean, the drama that he brought,
parents.
I mean, I used to watch him practice. It was frightening to watch him practice. But I mean, just, you know, the performance in games, number of games played, you know, he missed a lot of games.
Yeah.
Mark Howe, to me, is the most underrated player to ever play for the Flyers.
He was awesome.
He was just, I got to put him in that position, what he overcame in terms of injury to play for such a long time. The lineage, I guess, would count for something. I mean, just, he's just part of the game.
Yeah.
I'd have him. And I mean, Eric was a great player, but it's Claude too. I mean, Claude's making the case for Hall of Fame now. I mean, just this continues to go on and on. So I mean, that's pretty good voting. It's unfortunate that it's so far away. that they haven't had more contenders for these spots?
Well, yeah. If yours, by the way, would be Bobby Clark, Bernie Perron, Bill Barber, Mark Howell, that is very sad.
Yeah.
And not about those guys. Those guys are great players, but they played 50 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Mark Howell, 40 or 35, yeah, 40.
And,
but, yeah.
And I think in the future, when you look at if the Eagles go back-to-back, mm-hmm. it'll be tough even 50 years down the road, you would think, for anybody to do anything like that.
Ike, who did you have on your list that wasn't on there?
Bobby Clark, Bernie Perron, Wayne Simmons, and Donald Brashear. Seriously, represent the hood, hockey in the hood. I need them on the Mount Rushmore. Those two should have been there. Come on, man.
Donald Brashear is a great piano player. I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, we thank you very much, Al, for today at on-site and joining us right now.
No problem.
All right, there
appreciate it, brother.
There is Al Morgani.
Yeah,
who was there?
You don't think Wayne Simmons and Donald Brashear? No,
no,
no.
I don't think
Mount Rushmore.
No, no. I don't.
I don't. Think some so. Households, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yes. I didn't do this during the Sixers one. Yeah, I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't
Mark
like.
Mark Iveroni, who'd you want to leave?
Yeah, I wasn't like, you know, mine is Dr. J.
Spencer Halls.
Yeah, yeah. Moses Malone, Spencer Halls, and TJ McConnell. I didn't do that, you know.
Oh, you trying to say I didn't take it serious?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they can't always be even that way, depending on the sport. So, all right, 215-592.
That's all I had to contribute. That's all I had. It was Flyers, man.
Funny bit. Yeah. Funny bit. Cowboy Jim was there. You're on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
What a loser today. And I don't mean Jack. Did you see Bam? Did you see that?
Oh,
that cheerleading outfit?
Yeah.
Would you stop? Have some class.
Yeah.
Come on.
He got into the fantasy league. Dude, I loved it. We asked him to do it, and he did it.
I took care of him. I said, do you want to go over and meet Ike? He goes, yes. So I helped him over there. And yes, Spikey is blind.
Yes,
so I
I'm aware.
Him over there.
That
I'm
is
aware.
Evident, yes.
Well, the moment when I was sure that Bam was blind is that he was on the phone with his driver, with, I don't know if it was Uber or whatever it was, person who was picking him up. And he's on the phone trying to say where he is. And he looked at me, and he said, Spike, what color am I wearing? And I was like, oh, you can't see. And but also what was funny was it was red and white. And he was like, yeah, I'm wearing red and white. And I was just thinking to myself, if you just tell her you're in a woman's cheerleading outfit, it'll
she'll
be.
She'll see you. Yeah, you'll stand out more that way.
Yes.
Oh, you know something? I could spend a lifetime picking on him, but I'll just pick on other losers like Chris from Middletown. I'll just pick on him.
Wow. Okay.
And well, Bam's not a loser.
No, Bam's not a loser.
Bam's a winner.
Yeah.
I'll check the. I checked the Wawa security cameras. I think Jack left the Wawa at 11:01. I think that's what I've got there.
So that's actually could be. I know you might be kidding. I was in the Wawa around that time.
Of course you were. The huge one coming off. I know which one you were.
I got locked on the bridge too, which was highly annoying. I was making pretty good time. Then was
and Jack,
stuck
your,
on the
your
bridge.
Partner, that partner you were warming up with was terrible. Everybody was mentioning that. So why is he warming up with a guy that can't play tennis?
Justin played in high school.
Yeah. Well,
it's horrible.
To be honest with you, you're not
catching strays.
Well, you're not the only person to say, well, Justin doesn't look like he can play tennis.
God.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe pickleball. Maybe that stupid pickleball.
Yeah, he might be a fraud too. Morgenstein might be a fraud too.
And the cursing today? The cursing with the kids around?
Yep.
Come on.
Oh, the cursing with the kids around.
Yep.
Come on.
It's the camera's classless.
Horrible. Hey, and by the way, Jack was cheating most of the time. So if
he was footfalling.
Yeah, he kept doing that the whole time. He's like, what's that? I never heard of that. I'm like, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding.
I had no idea.
Yep.
And to you Philly fans and Eagles fans, you know, Ike comes over and says, hey, everybody, Cowboy Jim is here. And they're like, oh, why didn't someone tell us? I have a shirt that says Cowboy Jim on it, you dummy. Good luck.
All right. Goodbye, loser.
He is wild.
Oh, yeah.
He is wild.
He's really evolved. He's really,
he really
evolved.
Has.
And he did make a point the other day. He goes, I follow all Spike's rules. My calls never go on too long. I always start. I finish.
He gets in and out.
Starts hard.
He
finishes
hangs up
hard.
On himself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the best part.
Yeah.
You're right. He's the only one who actually does hang up on himself every time. He's like, I'm out, losers.
If he was a band, he's starting with his biggest hit and he's ending with his second biggest hit. He's just always like, starts off good, ends good. You know who else does? Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP.
I'm disappointed in you, Jack.
Yeah. A lot of people are.
Oh, boy, I can't believe you. You have beautiful weather out there. I just coming from the Phillies game. I've been down at the ballpark since 11:15, man. I tell you, the weather was beautiful. You could have had two or three matches like that. Woo.
Well, they both would have died if we'd gotten to a second set. Yeah, they weren't playing two or three matches.
I tell you, that friend, this morning I was up at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Richie was he was ragging on Jack, ragging. He was really confident that Joe Camerota was going to win this thing.
So Richie knew. He had a feeling.
Yeah, Richie, you know, I love Richie, but Richie has started to be a bit of a bandwagon guy with the camera. He wasn't into the camera in the beginning, but
yeah.
He's front runner, a little front runner.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were just sitting, me and my friend. Mm-hmm. We were in section 142 right there, like second, third row from the top.
Doesn't matter.
And we're just waiting for the people to clear out you know, from the stadium.
Nope.
And this kid walks right up to me.
Oh,
I'm still sitting in my seat.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You're Herb from the Northeast." I said, "Yeah." He says, "He wants to take a picture with me." I said, "Sure, no problem."
How about that?
Sounds like a Howard
right
story.
Now, 6:10, he's probably listening to me talk right now. So.
Wow.
94.
What a story. Yeah.
Did you call us 6:10?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, 08?
11. It was 11, right?
Yeah, it changed 11. Yeah.
Because I was unemployed that day. It was a bad day for me.
94.1.
Yeah.
There we go.
Mike Reese, what's going on with them Eagles?
Oh, man, big game tomorrow. Big game tomorrow. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
It's Burrow versus Hurts.
A lot of second and third stringers are playing tomorrow.
Who you want to see?
I'm working tomorrow.
Who are you looking forward to seeing in the game tomorrow?
I want to see some of these the running backs. I'm going to see what kind of
You like Shipley, AJ Dillon.
Shipley, the guy AJ Dillon. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see what he's got. I want to see the couple of. I want to see the quarterback throw. I want to see, you know, the tight end catch a few passes and the wide receiver. So,
yeah.
This year is going to be, if we can keep the ball moving. Keep the ball out of the opposition. We got a good chance. You know, the Rams.
Are we talking about the preseason game?
Yeah.
Not for a pre-Jack. I'm talking about regular season.
My bad.
This is just a warm-up.
You sound like Bill Walsh. This is offensive mastermind type stuff.
Did you hear about the Rams quarterback?
Yeah, he's hurt.
He's got a disc problem.
Yeah.
He's got a disc problem. They had to send him for an epidural or something yesterday.
Yep.
So who knows? He might miss some time.
I took a needle in the ass.
Yep, there it is.
Slightly above the epidural.
Yeah, that's in the back.
The Phillies weren't too good today. The Phillies, they were sleeping.
You don't know what the epidural is.
Today. They can't wait.
Your wife has had two kids.
She chose not to.
Wow.
Natural.
She's a tough one.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy hell.
Yeah, Renee tried that the first time. That didn't happen the second time. Yeah.
I'd be careful getting an argument with Jill. That's what I would say.
Well aware.
That is tough.
Maybe I was right. Maybe the door's going to be locked.
Yeah.
All right.
I saw Greg Luzinski today. Great to me.
Yep. Who else did you see?
He fist bumped me a couple times a day.
Uh-huh.
I missed him for a few years, you know.
What section did you sit in?
142, right behind the Bulls barbecue, right near there.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Now, were you working or were you there as a fan?
No, I was there as a fan with my buddy.
No.
My buddy's got his 17-game plan.
Did anybody recognize you today?
Yeah, the one I just told you, there was a kid.
No, you didn't.
That recognized me right when the game was over.
Ah, you should take a picture with him.
He took a picture with himself with me. Yeah, you'll be
surprised. What does that mean?
Let him send it over, whatever. We got a few pictures. I got some pictures. I'll show it to you.
All right. Send it to Jack. Yeah,
send it to Jack.
Man, Greg Luzinski and my buddy.
Yeah, you should go to a Phillies game at some point.
I like free tickets. I ain't paying no big money.
All right.
For who I am.
You should have gone to the game today. It was a noon game. You probably wouldn't have had to work. Look, you should have gone to the game today.
If Dave Montgomery was still living, I don't pay for anything there. Same thing with Bill Giles.
You knew those guys?
I don't pay for nothing. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, you got to get Mr. Middleton's number.
You know, I'm an ex-ball player. I know the game. You understand?
Yep, 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 yep.
And I'm an umpire too. They should want to have me in the dugout, Rob Thompson. They should want me in there. Believe me.
Mm. What would you do? How would you help Rob out? How would you help him?
There's things I know.
Like a bench coach. Yeah. Bench coach.
Yeah, things I know. Get these players fired up.
Mm-hmm. What would be the first thing you would tell them, Herb?
Start swinging at strikes. That's the first thing.
Do you think Kevin Long has tried that? They
didn't do nothing today. The last 2 days, they look good.
You should go down to the game.
Six home runs on Monday. Woo!
That's because they were swinging at strikes, like you said, Herb.
Yep.
Yeah, because they were swinging it, and that's what I want. Because they're going into Texas. The Rangers are playing. The Rangers are trying to fight for a wild card. So we must win 2 out of 3.
Yep.
We have a chance. We're now 2.5 games up. If we play smart baseball, we got a chance to leave Dallas. Possibly 4.5 games.
Okay,
and then our next 6 are against teams. Cincinnati's good, and then we got to go to Washington.
Right.
Now's the time.
Let's get the schedule out.
These calls are a test of wills.
Yes, they are.
Can I get him to say goodbye?
So Herb, after you tell the Phillies to swing at strikes, what was the second thing you tell them to do?
I talk about plays and stuff like that, outer safe. That's the, you know, I know things right away. That stuff that goes up to New York, I know all that stuff, okay? I know.
That sounds like you'd be helping the umpire.
Yeah, it sounds like you want to be an umpire.
Yeah. Do you know that they're going to have the first female umpire this weekend?
Oh.
Doing a game.
Well, what do you think about that, Herb?
It's about time.
Hey, man.
First female things.
Why is it taking so?
Yes.
Well, here's hold on for a second, Herb, about the umpires, because hang on, just 1 second. I have always, for my entire sports watching life and whatever my on air and online career have been, have never been a complaint about the officials guy.
Right.
I don't complain about a call. When fans want to blame a call, I am never that. I'm like, we should have just won. They had to play against the same. The umpiring in this homestand is, and you know, I want humans doing it thing. But
it's the reason why.
Well, I'm with L.A.
Yeah.
How is there no accountability for how poor these calls are? I mean, there are you throw a ball in the one spot, it's a ball. Then you throw in the same exact spot, it's a strike. The one today was 8 inches under the strike zone.
Yep.
I think it was to Otto Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? Yeah. Like, the umpires, I think, have gotten worse. Maybe it's just that we have more information, but I think they're terrible.
I keep telling you that, okay?
All right.
Okay, they should have made me an
umpire. I got the tightest strike zone you ever seen.
Listen, Hunter Wendelstadt knows that I can umpire.
There we go.
Okay?
Yeah.
And,
well, what if you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of
first base? You know who was on first base today, right?
Who?
Alan Porter from Warminster.
No, who's on first?
Who's on first?
No, here we go.
Now what? He was the umpire.
Who is that other voice?
Yeah, somebody spoke in the background.
Number 64.
No.
No, 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 no.
What's on third?
I don't know who was on third. I know
no, Jim.
You said
who's
on first.
Jim Wolf was on second. I didn't really look at the – I just know Porter, and I know Jim Wolf. The other one.
Then who was on third?
Jim? I don't know who was on third.
No, who was on first?
I told you, Alan Porter. Alan Porter. Ike knows him. From my warm-up.
Why would Ike know him?
He's probably a black guy. I mean, that's what he's doing.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Ooh, boy.
Is he?
Hell.
He is, isn't he? There it is. Look, all right, Herb. We got...
I don't know for sure.
No, he is. There it is. Call of the year.
Yep.
Call of the year. We finally got there.
There it is right there.
There it is. There it is.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb. We got to let you go.
They better hire me.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You're 0 for 3 today.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb. All right, Herb. All right, Herb.
I knew he was. I never even heard of the guy, and I knew he was black because
yep,
he said
as soon
that.
As he said it. Ike knows him. Now, you know, Ike just gets on a call when he gets home with literally every black guy in the world just to make sure he knows him. He just studies them, list after list after list.
Now, Alan Porter is from here, so maybe you could have ran into him in his travels.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's not what he meant. That is not what he meant.
Ike Reese probably knows him.
Yep. 215-599.
He is shameless.
He really is. 215-592-9494.
Oh, my God.
Brian in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Oh, my God. I feel like I just lost, like, brain cells.
Many people say that.
I love Herb. I'm such a huge fan, but, like, I feel like it's that Billy Madison game where it's like everyone is now dumber having listened to. Oh, my
yep,
God.
Yep. It was an intense one.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
What's up, brother?
Good. So, real quick, I want to help Jack out before I tear him down. Jack, you're completely using aura farming wrong and how you're using it.
Disagree.
That's not what Canada Cram is doing. That's first of all. And second of all, I feel like you guys are kind of taken away from the camera. Like, he was pretty nice. I watched that whole thing, and, like, he was a lot better than a lot of people, I think, like, thought he would be.
Totally agree.
And I don't care if Jack got there at 7 a.m. I don't think he was beating him.
Well, but here's the thing. I agree that he is better than people thought, but he was also beatable. Is like Jack has such, and this is what even Joe's coach said, Jack has such an advantage physically, and Jack does have some natural tendency. Like, he was hitting the ball fine. He didn't look clueless. Is that if he had practiced, he would have beaten Joe, or it would have been a lot closer than 6-1. I'm not taking anything away from Joe. Joe played well.
He played awesome.
He played great. But, like, he wasn't unbeatable, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
I just have a question. So, like, according to, like, what everyone really thought was going to happen at the beginning of this whole thing, like, is it, like, a loss now that Jack is even going to be up? Even if Jack wins 3-2, like, wouldn't that still be a loss for Jack?
Nope.
Like, in your opinions?
No.
Nope.
Well, no, I think it's a win. A win's a win.
Yeah.
And it, like, because really what it comes down to is the meltdown in golf. The meltdown in
right.
golf.
We're not surprised by today.
No, I'm not.
Jack could have had a better showing, but this was always the camera's strongest event.
Well, that's why tennis was in there.
Yes,
because
that's
Joe
why
knew
I was in there.
He
yeah.
could play tennis. So it's winning 3-2. Let me tell you. I'll tell you what is a lot worse than winning 3-2, Brian.
Losing 3-2.
Losing 3-2.
Nah, you're not wrong. You're not
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah.
Before I go, can I make one Jalen point? Just because it wouldn't be a show.
Of course. Why not? Why don't you say he's better than Joe Burrow so we can do this
so
for the rest of the hour?
I've never went at it with you about it, Spike.
Okay.
I do not think he's better than Joe Burrow.
Okay.
I'm a big Jalen guy.
Okay.
But my point is, he will be in the top 100. I promise you that.
Well, okay, so
is there a secret list out?
Well, they revealed 46 and 45 today, I think, mm-hmm. and he was not on it, right around there. This is my only point, Brian. He may be on it, but if he is on it, the NFL played funny with the voting because
that's real quick. That's how these lists always are. Like, I swear, like, Fletcher Cox played a very down year a couple years ago. And he was higher on the list than he was the year prior, which he was better. Like, Cooper DeJean went above Trent McDuffie this year. It's not like nerds in a lab doing. It's kind of like a popularity thing. Like,
it's sure,
like,
but it's players. It's players.
It, yeah, but Brian, it's players voting, and I just haven't gotten the sense that players are particularly impressed with Jalen's play. That is my sense, is that players are not amazed by how he plays. So that's why I would be surprised if after the voting happened after the regular season, where Jalen, we can say what we want about him in the regular season. He was not better than like Mayfield is just 50th, and Mayfield threw for 4,500 yards and 41 touches. And by the way,
is Mayfield the last quarterback that
we've seen?
Okay.
And Mayfield, by the way, is the kind of player, in my opinion, that other players, sort of like Kyrie Irving. Like, I think players look at Baker and they're like, he's got moxie and he runs around, makes big throws and that sort of stuff. My sense is that players look at Jalen and they go, he ain't doing anything special. And that is my sense. And after this is not the 22 regular season.
Right.
It is the 24 regular season where he didn't throw the ball particularly effectively. And last thing, he didn't even play the last three games of the year. So, or two plus three quarters. So, I don't know. We'll see.
No, and my only last point before I go is I don't know his numbers exactly, but I know Dak made it. And
yes.
I know he was hurt a lot of last year.
Half the season.
How is Dak on it? And Jalen want to be like Tua. Why is Tua on it and Jalen want to be? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I appreciate the call, Brian.
I would agree. I don't know how the hell Tua's on there.
No.
And Dak missed half the year.
Yeah, now Dak was 91.
Yeah, they were certainly higher,
Look, Ike knows, trust me, we're going to know when he's on the list because Ike knows before every show I am on Jalen top 100
he
watch.
He is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.